like everybody else, I suppose, heard the announcement of the new young fisherman scheme and the support granted and support that would allow young skippers to get to own the first boat and that as well. The fact that it would be had potential to be something that would be useful to fishermen. But when I looked at it and when I looked at the amount of funding that's available, it's actually quite shocking that the amount of and costs involved and young fishermen get involved, that the scheme will do nothing, only put them into severe debt, I believe. You're looking at probably a deficit of maybe €300,000 or €400,000 to get a boat ready to go to sea and to fish, and that's just shocking in the current climate for the government to do this to young fishermen and to present this as being something that they should strive to achieve.
Is the financial reasons, Deputy, the main bone of contention you have with this new scheme? And if so, is it just a case of more funding is needed, do you think?
No, I don't think it is. A case of more funding, I mean, what is needed is more quota. And anybody involved in the fishing industry will tell you that. And that's what's urgently needed. And I think it's reckless and irresponsible to be encouraging young fishermen in their maybe 20s and 30s to get into massive debt when there isn't going to be the fish available for them to catch in the first place. You know, and the only way that you can make a boat viable when you put it in the water is by ensuring that there's enough fish there for it to catch and for it to be able to maintain itself. And the quota system just doesn't allow that at the moment. And I think the minister would be better served ensuring that it's getting a better quota share out for Irish fishermen rather than encouraging young fishermen to go into mass debt.